the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It is a Monday afternoon. We've made it through this far. We've gotten through most of this less than memorable day of the week. That, you know, and that's, everybody has that. They sit there and go, oh, it's Monday.
It's mundane.
That's probably the best way to put it right there. Of course, the voice you just heard is the voice of Michael Loudon. He's here to give me a rough time and generally irritate me to death.
I am. That's and part of my task.
Absolutely. It's they've hired him to do that as they generally try and keep me chained to a desk for most of the day. I don't know. I think it's just a plot to annoy me.
You got a window now.
I do have a window. I do. So you enjoyed your time off, I take it.
I really did.
Okay. Well, you know, you didn't have me bothering you the entire time, so...
I bothered myself and my friends most of the time.
You bother yourself? Okay.
I do. I mean, when I play video games, I get mad at myself, so I guess you could call that bothering myself.
You know, I mean, you walk right into these things, and I don't even need to say a word. It's beautiful.
So. I set myself up well.
All right, but you know what? Because he's here and he's in control of the phones, he's going to be setting you up to answer probably a trivia question. We got away with it this last week with giving away tickets without the trivia question, but he's back, and unless he is totally not paying attention, he's probably got something ready. In fact, he's had something ready for probably about the last 6 days.
I had plenty of time to do some research.
So what we've got for you, this movie just opened up this past weekend. It's called The Giver. I got 4 tickets for you to go see it at the Celebration Cinema in Portage. A fine, fine place to go see a movie. Tried really hard to get there this weekend, but sadly, the movie we were wanting to see at the time we wanted to see it, we got a phone call, and then, okay.
That was the end
plans
of that.
Are shot at that point, so you can't do much else. But... if you'd like to go see this one, you've been hearing some good stuff about it, or whatever the case may be, we're going to be giving away some tickets sometime during the course of the program so that you can be able to go and see it for yourself. Also, just wanted to give you kind of a rundown of some of the things we're going to be looking at. Rick Perry, if you've heard over the weekend, he got into some legal difficulties, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Whether it ends up being the right thing or not. Also, here in just a few minutes, you know, with everything that's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, you've heard about all of the protests and whether a policeman shot someone who was running away from him or running towards him or whatever it may be. I figured it might be a good time to have a discussion as to whether you think the police ought to have military-style arms. Because, you know, a lot of police departments are getting that. And apparently there's even police departments in Michigan getting that. And so we'll look over that. And I really want to get your opinion on this one, because I honestly can see both sides of this. But I'd like to get your side on it, because, you know, I feel like, well, that's incomplete just approaching it from one angle. So I'd like to hear from you on that. Also, the Tea Party in Michigan is a little bit miffed. And we get the opportunity a little bit later on. We'll tell you why they are. All of that coming up. Of course, you could be a part of the program in a couple of different ways. You can be a part of it by giving us a call toll-free at 877-382-4280. You can also give us a call locally at 382-4280. 803-73 if you want to text us and share your appropriate texts with us, the inappropriate ones, of course. Michael's been looking forward to these for days.
Oh, I have been.
So if you want to ask what he's had for dinner or anything like that, you can do that way. He'll get a little chuckle out of it. So, and who knows if it's inappropriate, but fun and non-offensive, we might even share that too. Who knows? But we're going to have some fun with that today. Also, fun to be had at WKZO.com. Not only because we give you some great news product and that kind of thing. We'll keep you up on the latest stuff. But also in the blog section, there's lots of good stuff there. Tons of good stuff. And we've got some good stuff for you today as well. The video of the day. If you're familiar with Kid President, and he has very little to do with this video other than he just appears at the beginning of it to be able to say, yep, sounds good. It's a video that really shows, I think, the impact of what... a teacher that's about to retire, the kind of thing that she had. They got together a classroom full of students from 41 years of teaching. And she taught first grade. And I'm thinking back. I can remember my first grade teacher. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady. One of the best that I'd had over the course of time. And the same was true of this lady. And it got me to thinking as well. And we'll do this on Facebook today, just to have a little fun. We've got the video that I posted there. I want you to be able to go there, see it for yourself, and also comment on who your favorite teacher was and why he or she was your favorite teacher in school. So we're going to do that a little bit. So it's a little bit different, but it gives you the opportunity to have the conversation with us on Facebook. You can find us just by clicking on the link at WKZO.com. Click on the Facebook link, and you'll be able to go there and check it out for yourself and tell us your favorite teacher. Because this video is one of those that will, it'll just absolutely take you back. Not necessarily because, you know, this teacher, I think she's from the Nashville area, but as far as, you know, wherever you went to school, whether it was in this area or otherwise, you're probably going to sit there and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a good teacher. So, I mean, it's a video that tells you the impact good teachers can have. So we'll have a little fun with that today on Facebook. Also, the blog post of the day. I found it. This is what splits Republicans. And this is what could get them back together. We've got a link for it. It's the blog post of the day at WKZO.com. That's right below the news section if you want to find that. And there's lots of other fun stuff there as well, because you know what? We don't want to just leave you hanging with that. There's some unusual things there. So go and check it out for yourself. All right. Now, with everything that's gone on in Ferguson, Missouri, and you know, we've heard about, and I won't go into it a lot at this point, because you've heard the different news and you've heard the different things. The autopsy's come out today, and they've said that there were no shots in the back, which is interesting. Because one of the stories that's out there that I had heard was that this guy was shot twice in the back before he turned around. And the autopsy, it indicates 6 shots from the front, which tends to belie one of the stories that's going on out there. Now, that's the latest on that. That's what we know at this particular point. Of course, apparently the Justice Department is getting involved. They're going to do their own autopsy. There's family members who have asked one of these celebrity reality star type things that's a part of this, whatever program it is they're on, I'm not even sure. But they're going to be doing a celebrity autopsy, as it were. I don't want to dig into a lot of that because I think, you know, there's a lot to be had there, a lot of things to be found out there, and I don't want to dig in and say what an angle is on either side. There's been reports that that this guy apparently had drugs in his system. I think I'd like to wait to see what the toxicology reports say before I go talking about that. That said, one of the things that's been brought up from this, because you know, you've seen the pictures of the police there trying to, you know, keep the protesters back, and they do riot gear and whatever else. And you understand the need for that. But it's been brought to the attention of people all across the state of Michigan that there are 128,000 items in the hands of police in the state of Michigan that they were able to get under a federal program that allows police to obtain surplus gear free from the U.S. military. 128,000 items worth an estimated $43 million. Detroit Free Press did a rundown of this. Federal officials wouldn't say which agencies got what, but the Free Press looked into it a little bit further and said not just large counties with high crime, but some of the state's smallest counties and towns got some materials as well. Here's just a sampling to tell you just what's on this list. 17 mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles. Those are MRAPs. Those are the ones that's kind of the next generation of Humvees. if you remember those MRAPs, they're built to counter roadside bombs, which they had to deal with in Iraq and Afghanistan. 1,795 M16 rifles, 696 M14 rifles, 530 bayonets and scabbards, 165 utility trucks, 32 12-gauge riot-type shotguns, 9 grenade launchers, 3 observation helicopters. This is what, and you're sitting here going, oh, well, that's got to be the National Guard. No, these are police officers in the state of Michigan. Now, the article goes a little bit further to tell about some places, what they got, and that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm of two minds on this, because there are some people that would say that, well, wait a minute, these are people that are, you know, they're supposed to serve and protect, not necessarily, you know, be the military taking up arms and taking control. You get this sense of sort of the military's marching in and taking over, you know, and I understand the thought of, well, wait a minute, these are men and women in uniform per se. I mean, they're not in military uniform, but they're police officers. There are public servants. You want them to seem approachable. You don't want them to seem like, shock troopers out. And I can understand that. However, I understand the other side of it, which is, particularly from an officer's perspective, you want to be protected. Because there are groups out there that are able to get a hold of, you know, assault rifles and whatever else. And let's face it, they don't go to gun shows and gun shops and buy them. You know, they're getting them in an illegal fashion. And so police officers want to be protected. And I understand that, too. And it makes perfect sense. I think the other part of it is that, you know, you've got the military. They're not using this stuff anymore. It's still usable. And so they want to be able to see use come to these things rather than to have them just sit there. You know, we've all heard the stories of, you know, that they're building planes and whatnot, and they're rolling them off the assembly line and into mothballs. Well, that's kind of silly. You know, you don't want that. And I don't think you want all this equipment sitting there not being used, because let's face it, what happens to equipment if it sits there and doesn't get used? It's the same thing that's happening to your VCR right now. If you own one, it's not getting used. You know that. And if you try and pull it out and use it, no, not going to happen. Most people with an 8-track player, it's not working anymore, is it? That's the same idea. If you leave this equipment sit there, eventually, it's going to freeze up and turn into a wall hanging. Or it's going to turn into a paperweight. So I understand both sides of this. And I understand, you know, and I think part of the issue here is that, while I understand, let's get out the military gear, let's do this, let's do that, it can also kind of, it can get that sense that we're overreacting a little bit. And, you know, we talked about this whole thing in Missouri earlier, and I felt like, all right, overreaction has been taken on both parts. Now, that was just, you know, just kind of an off-the-cuff kind of thing. And I don't know. I want to keep looking at this and keep seeing the story unfold before we actually see what's going on. Now, I think, you know, by and large, an argument could be made on both sides of this. Now, I'd like to hear your angle on it, because, you know, I definitely have a side on this. I definitely, you know, think a certain direction, but it's not a direction so strongly I couldn't be swayed another direction on it a little bit. I kind of find myself in the middle on this. So I'd like to hear from you. 877-382-4280 is our phone number. 382-4280 if you are local to the Kalamazoo area. Also, 80373 if you want to be a part of things via text and tell us what you think that way. And I think, you know, ultimately what I'd like to do is, as we continue ahead, I'd like to hear from you, but I'm also going to share with you some of the things that I think about this. Because I do lean one direction. And I'll tell you what direction that is in just a few minutes here. as we continue ahead with the Jeremy Lawrence Show right here on 590 WKZO. Mostly sunny skies and 81 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, and the look at your weather forecast brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. And we continue ahead here. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Well, talking about police with these military vehicles, and you know, particularly MRAPs, you got those things, mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles. I get it to a certain degree. I get it when you're trying to, say, maybe block off a stream of people that potentially would be in harm's way from shooters or something like that. I get that. I get that for protecting some people if, you know, if you're trying to get officers into a place where they can set up and they can do what needs to be done to enforce laws. I guess, ultimately, I lean to the side of knowing that, you know what? Admittedly, as some people have pointed out, there are some police officers that are not so great of people. But the vast majority of people who are officers are good people. They're honest people. They're trying to earn a living, just like you and I. And I think if you and I are in a position to be able to say, all right, well, we're going to protect ourselves in the maximum way, you're going to do that however you see fit. Now, for most of us, we don't have jobs that you need to protect yourself because you're on the front line against people that are out to kill police officers or anything like that. Most of us don't deal with that. But given that police officers do, I would rather have them have the equipment to protect themselves. Now, the big question is, when should it be rolled out and used? And who should get it? And I think those are the big questions. You know, should small towns get them? I don't know about that. But I think, you know, particularly if you're talking about some areas where, you know, there's gang activity or something like that, then maybe we do need that. I don't know. Love to hear from you. 877-382-4280, 382-4280 locally, 803-73 if you via text if you want to be a part of it that way. Let's head to the phones where Chris is standing by. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I heard from a not-so-local show, so they must be suspect. I don't like those foreigners, like in Lansing. they said that one of the local municipalities, Delton, has four officers and two Humvees. How many armored personnel vehicles do they have? Not including the Humvees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two.
Hmm.
Four officers, two Humvees.
So I'll get a company car, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I'd like to see the gas mileage on that. Which you know, then you ask the question, well, what does Delt need all that stuff for? And if it was free and or they wrote a grant for it, so it's free to them, well, why not?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's crazy. I mean, that... You know, I'm with you that, you know, the police need to have what they need to do their jobs.
Yeah, but I guess though, you know, there needs to be some sensibilities to it as you talk about. I mean, you know, this article I'm looking at Dundee over on the east side of the state, it's a pretty small town. It's like probably right around 5,000 people, and they've got some equipment that they got along with, like, one of these MRAPs as well.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be better off in a regional, you know, we need a regional SWAT team, I think. I don't think that, you know, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, and Delton don't all need a SWAT team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe we build a regional SWAT team that has some heavy capability, but based on their need. You know, if you know, we have some drug traffic because we're on the 94th corridor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we might run into some CD types that we would have to use some heavy armament and maybe some heavy equipment on. But it's, you know, it's unreasonable to have a police force with that kind of militarization, because eventually they're going to use it. They're going to find a way to use it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, Chris, I got to run. I'm on top of a break. Thanks for your call today. All right, and we continue ahead. Come take a look at the weather with somebody from AccuWeather here in just a little bit as we continue ahead on the show. Keep it here. $5.90 WKZO, and it is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you could be with us. It's brought to you this hour by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. And we're glad to be with you, talking a little bit about the weather here in just a second or two, so you know what exactly to expect for the rest of this week. I've heard that it's supposed to be warm, so we'll see if that's still going to hold true in just a little bit here. Of course, if you're curious, Tigers getting a day of rest today. Probably a good thing. Hopefully we'll be able to get some good things going tomorrow night. 6:45 is when things get underway as they're ready to do battle on that day. So we look forward to some Tiger baseball tomorrow. In case you were wondering what the Tigers' schedule is like, that's what's going on there as well. All right. Well, you know what? Definitely time to take a look at the weather, and we're going to do that with AccuWeather's Frank Strait. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going, Jeremy?
Going real well, real well. So, well, Bob was telling us this last week that this week it was going to look to be kind of a warm one. Is that still holding true?
Still looks that way, especially by the time you get to the end of the week. It's finally going to feel like summer again for a change.
Man, what's that like?
Yeah, well, it's warm and muggy, that's for sure. They're looking at temperatures getting up into the mid-80s, which we haven't seen a lot of this summer. And with the humidity to go along with it, there'll be some thunderstorms popping up, too.
Okay. Now, thunderstorms, are we expecting any of those within the next 24 hours, then?
Tonight, actually, into tomorrow, we're going to have a pretty good round of showers and thunderstorms. I think we're fine through this evening, but by the time you get to the late-night hours, there'll be a shower and thunderstorm around, and then tomorrow, a couple showers and thunderstorms in the area, maybe with some drenching downpours.
Okay. All right. Are we looking at they just basically popping up, or are we looking at the potential for severe weather as well?
Well, I can't completely rule out a locally severe storm, but I don't think we're going to see much of that for tomorrow. Main concerns for tomorrow is just going to be heavy rain and a good bit of clouds for tomorrow as well. One of these days you'll definitely want to have an umbrella around.
Okay. All right. But given the lack of rain we've had for a while, I think at least some of that rain might be welcome news, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be. We've only had 0.3 inch of rain so far this month. Normally we've had about 2 inches of rain by the time you get to the middle of August. So we're running a little behind for the month.
Okay. All right. So with all of that, Bob has usually prepared a word for us. I'm assuming you have as well.
That's right, and it's steamy.
Steamy, yep. That just about describes it right there.
That's going to fit.
So, all right. So, where are we humidity levels right now, and where will we be later in the week?
Well, we're certainly seeing the humidity levels come up compared to yesterday, something more typical for summertime today. And the humidity levels actually go up to the thick and maybe even oppressive range by the time you get to the end of the week.
Okay, so air conditioning might be appropriate. Absolutely. Towards the end of the week. All right. Well, Frank, appreciate you letting us know what's going on with this, all of this. And we get to talk to you tomorrow again as well?
No, I think it's Carl Erickson tomorrow, but I'm back Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you on Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll chat at your colleague there, Carl, tomorrow?
That's right.
All right, great. Well, Frank there from AccuWeather. Thanks, Frank. You have yourself a great day.
Sure, you too.
All right, so there you have it. Hot, steamy, sticky.
We're not even used to that either. I mean, it's
been cool
most of the summer. I mean, there's been a couple of hot days in there, but nothing that's stuck around, really.
That's one of those things that, you know, when I say, well, man, what's that like? Because none of us remember. It's been a while since we've had weather like that and had it stick with us, so... It'll be interesting to see how this digs in here in the latter part of the summer. An awful lot of people are already thinking about school, and there are actually some private schools that are getting back to it here in the next few days as well.
Right around the corner.
From what I'm told. So, we got to get that out of the system here before the leaves start falling. And they already have in some spots. I don't know if you've seen that.
You know, there's a few that have fallen in my yard, too, and they're yellow.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
No, not yet.
So, all right. Well, just a reminder to you, on our Facebook site, you get the opportunity to see our video of the day. And, you know, given that school is coming up, we've all had that teacher in our lives that has made a difference. Somebody that you went, aha, yes, they made a difference. They brought out the best in me. They were, you know, the one that I look on and go, aha, yes, that's the one that really prepared for me for life, really made things better for me. And that kind of, you know, and there's a few of them that I can think of just off the top of my head that, it was this one. Here's why, you know. So what I'm asking you to do today is, when you get the opportunity, head on over to our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us yet, do so. And then once you've liked us, check out the video of the day. We've got this posted. It's a video where Kid President has thrown a surprise party for a retiring teacher. This woman has been at it for 41 years, and they filled the room with students that go back as far as all that. They go back to when she got started teaching, and it's just different age groups, different people, but all of them with a story about how this woman made a difference in their lives. So, we ask you, who was the teacher that inspired you along the way? And go ahead and share that with us. We can have a little discussion on our Facebook page. You can do that by going to WKZO.com and clicking on the Facebook link there up at the top. Like us, and then you could chime in there as well. All right. One thing I'd like to have you chime in and do is win some movie tickets. It's time once again for you to be able to pick up on some tickets here. The Giver is the name of the movie. It came out this weekend. And I've got 4 tickets for you to go see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. And here's what you've got to do to be able to get a hold of these tickets. You could give us a call, 877-382-4280, or locally, 382-4280. That's it. That's all you've got to do.
Wait a minute. I'm back. I have a trivia question.
All right, I was hoping to be able to slip it by you. See, what I need to do next time is go, Michael, look!
What's over there?
See, and then I can slip it past, but sadly we haven't done that this time. So, yes, unfortunately, you will have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's about to lay on you. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Make it quick.
All right.
Come on.
Who is the father
Hurry
of
up.
Jeff
Come on.
And Bo Bridges?
All right, you're going to have to do that again. I interrupted, so...
All right. Anyways, the Giver is starring Jeff Bridges, so
yes.
The question's about him.
Okay.
Who is the father of Jeff and Bo Bridges?
All right. So if you know the father of Jeff and Bo Bridges, you give us a call, 877-382-4280, 382-4280 locally. And as we continue ahead, we're going to talk a little bit about Rick Perry. You heard about the problems he's having? Have you heard about how he plans on fighting back? We'll discuss it with you as we continue ahead here on 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Mostly sunny and 81 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 349, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Well, we had the opportunity just a minute or two ago to be able to give away some tickets. And somebody's going to have the opportunity to head to the theater here at some point soon and check out a little something. And that person is...
Judy from Portage.
All right. Judy ends up with 4 tickets, so she's going to be able to take somebody. And, you know, it's right in her backyard, too.
Yeah.
Celebration Cinema, so, you know, you can't miss that way. But Judy had to know a little something, didn't she?
Yes. The question I asked was, who is the father of Jeff and Bo Bridges?
Okay, I think I know this one.
Okay.
Lloyd Bridges.
That's right.
All right. So I remember Lloyd Bridges from, what was that? Hot Shots.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch those two particular movies?
So. Yeah, they were pretty funny.
And he was in a lot of other things, too. So, you know, not to belittle the rest of his work, but the Bridges family, yeah, they're really Hollywood involved, if you will.
Family of actors.
So it's like the Baldwins, only I think all of them are good, actually, yeah. As opposed to the Baldwin family.
Where it's more like Alec, and I don't know the rest.
It's Alec and, you know, those other guys that occasionally show up on some stuff.
Just, you know, the reality stuff, it seems.
Basically, yeah, there's one that shows up on just real minor, like, E-list, you know, stuff. It's like the, we'll get him. Yeah, that would look good. A Baldwin brother.
Yeah, that'll get people to come.
So, anyway, sadly, I don't know why we're talking about the Baldwin brothers in this case. But Judy, enjoy those tickets. Enjoy taking some friends with you to go see that movie. And if nothing else, enjoy the fine, I'm not even sure what the word is. It's so great. The theater there, Celebration Cinema in Portage. It's called Crossroads, specifically, but you know, it's the one in Portage there behind the mall. A fantastic place to go. Not only do you get the stadium-style seats, and those things are comfortable. Whenever I sit down in those theaters, big or small, you just kind of sink in there, and it form-fits to you. It's nice, you know.
You lean back in them.
Yeah, and, you know, they're comfortable, but not so comfortable that you fall asleep in the movie either, you know. So you don't have that problem. Unless you are just, you know, prone to that, I suppose. But not only that, you get food there, and we're not talking just about popcorn and candy. We're talking about all sorts of good stuff. You know, sandwiches, French fries, adult beverages. The list is endless. I could go on and on and on. So you just got to check it out for yourself. So anyway, I wanted to dig in a little bit on Rick Perry. The word came out on, I believe it was Friday. Came out late Friday that an indictment was being had against the Texas governor for some things that they are suggesting are a problem. Now, what this results from is there was a district attorney. Her name is Rosemary Lemberg. She's a Democrat. She has state-level prosecuting authority, and she was caught driving while intoxicated. And there's a video out there. You need to see the video. I had a chance to watch this over the weekend. Very telling to see her. She's kicking the door and doing all sorts of stuff and claiming, I'm not drunk and you're ruining my career. And here's the thing. She was 3 times over the legal limit. So, yeah, she was drunk.
Really drunk.
They don't fake that stuff. You know, that's, you can't get 3 times over the legal limit with mouthwash. It just does not work unless you're absolutely drinking the stuff instead of gargling with it, which is what most of us do. But so what Rick Perry did is he had encouraged, okay, you need to resign. You know, you kind of... That doesn't bode well. You need to resign, so we need to move on. Well, she didn't want to do that. And he decided to veto funding for a particular department she was in. It was like an ethics group that she had put together. Perfect sense, really, there. Somebody that's caught for DWI running an ethics panel. But so he vetoed the funding for that. He has said... And what they said is, well, you know, he tried to coerce her into resigning by vetoing this. And when I read this, I kind of went, huh? What? Now, I'm not a Rick Perry fan. I thought he totally shot himself in the foot when he got to the point where he came on and said, well, you know what? There's going to be three departments I cut when I get to be president. It's going to be, let's see, what are they? Education, commerce, and what was the third one there? I don't remember it. Oops. He shot himself in the foot there. I don't know. Maybe he does have a political future, but I think it's rocky at this point. So, really, I think, as they've looked at this particular thing that's going on here, he said, you know what, I exercised the authority to veto funding for this office. I stand behind that. I'll continue to defend the lawful action. He says, you know what, I think this is going to get passed. And I think he may be right on the money. And the interesting thing about this, there's a couple of people that have come out to defend Rick Perry and defend his actions in this, and there are names that you would not expect. I mean, you would expect, okay, Rick Perry, who's going to come out and defend him? Oh, George W. Bush, John Boehner, you would expect that sort of thing. How about Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz? He tends to be a bit on the liberal side, just a bit. And former Obama campaign strategist and advisor David Axelrod, who has come out, both of them, in defense of Rick Perry.
Guys you wouldn't even think would defend him.
Now, David Axelrod said, that's a pretty sketchy indictment as far as I'm concerned. And if anybody knows sketchy, no, I'm kidding. But you understand that. And Alan Dershowitz said something to the effect of, look, he's not a guy I'd vote for. You know what? Anybody, liberal or conservative, should stand against this kind of indictment. If you don't like how Rick Perry uses his office, don't vote for him. And I think as you see how this works, there was a grand jury put together. And now in Texas, it was put together in the Austin area. If you know anything about Texas, the way that it's made up, yeah, you're saying, but it's a red state. But in the Austin area, it is extremely blue in color. They elect Democrats there, by and large, in Austin. It's balanced out by the rest of the state being overwhelmingly red, so it's a red state. The grand jury came from the Austin area. And there's an independent prosecutor in all of this, but it's being looked on as something that is just absolutely outrageously political. And I tend to think that it is. Because when I see this, I say, well, wait a minute. If he's been elected governor there, doesn't he have veto power with things that come his direction?
No, he certainly does.
Yeah, just as the president has veto power, he would have it in his own home state there. So I think, all right, you're upset with the way he vetoed something. Come out in public and decide that, okay, you know what, we need to get public opinion behind us, so we're going to do this, this, and this. We're going to publicize this. We're going to make him answer for this. Not, hey, let's go find out if he did something that's indictment worthy because he threatened to veto something and he went ahead and did it. He has the power of the veto. He can pull out his pen and veto whatever he wants. Now, if you do that, then chances are you won't be reelected to much of anything if you go vetoing willy-nilly. I don't know that he necessarily did that in this case. I think this might be a case where they're going, all right, Rick Perry wants to run for president. He's made that clear. He's put together his own political action committee. He's done everything you would expect of somebody who wants to run for president. Let's get him. It almost has that sense. And to me, I think it's kind of a done deal when you've got people on the left that are lining up behind Rick Perry saying, look, I don't like the guy. I don't think I'd vote for him. But this is stupid. Why are we doing this? Particularly when it's somebody like David Axelrod. And he says, yeah, this kind of looks sketchy. Yeah, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Just my 2 cents worth as I look into that. So, and I'm not a Rick Perry guy. I didn't support him in the last campaign, so I don't know. We'll just have to see how it works. You know what? We're going to keep talking about some stuff here in just a little while. You keep it right here, 590 WKZO.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.